You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix. Hey, it's Liv.
And Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors. Not for long, baby.
Not for long, baby. Oh, welcome back, everybody, another day.
Another day, another story. So, I don't know what's up with me with this.
Something like Mr. Rogers would say.
Yeah.
Or like NPR. Another day, another story.
Another story. Well, welcome. I hope everybody had a fabulous week. And our girl here is on her fourth round of an audition. And my girl, if you don't know who's talking, is Liv talking. So I am referring to Bix.
Ooh, that's – I wonder who – like, can you tell – do you – can you tell us apart? Is it hard? Like,
let us know.
Yeah,
I needed to be – make sure that – you guys knew who I was talking about. So Bix is in her fourth callback, and she just did some chemistry reads for an exciting pilot. And I'm going to stop so she can tell you all about it and tell me about it because I know nothing about it and I want to know more. So
I know. I've been waiting.
How did it go? What happened? Tell us.
I've been waiting to tell you, and I haven't been waiting for very long because I literally just got home like 30 minutes ago. Like,
that's true.
15 minutes prior to us recording. So,
oh my God, wait. So that TikTok really was?
Yeah, that was like today. That was this morning. That was the first. I have not posted on TikTok since, I think,
I wasn't
November.
Sure if that was like, you know, if that was like, I was like, is that like today? I was like, I'm going to still like
it was
comment.
Today.
But I was like, I don't even know if this did happen. Okay, anyways. Yeah, check out our TikTok, by the way, at Liv and Bix. But yes, tell us.
Yeah, so I don't know. I woke up and I was like, I'm just making a TikTok. I'm not like worrying about anything. I'm not cleaning up my background. I'm literally just doing it in the moment. And like, that's that. And I did it and I posted it. And I mean, it only has like 30. What? Something's going on with our TikTok.
Yeah,
all of our TikToks
know.
Have like 10
views.
What? That's unheard of.
Yeah, so it's insane.
Go watch our TikToks. They're funny. But anyway, this whole beginning of this episode is very
chaotic.
Intense. I'm sorry.
Between both of us.
I came in, I said to Liv, like, right before we pressed record, like, I have so much adrenaline, and I truly still do. But yeah, so I had my fourth and final audition today for this project that I've been auditioning for the past, like, month or so. I feel like it's been, like, even over a month. But I've mentioned it before, it's that same project I've been talking about. And yeah, today we had our chemistry reads and, like, test reads because the setup of this pilot is, I think I've explained this before, but in case I haven't, it's live motion capture.
Yes.
So it's live motion capture animation. So the animation, it was so cool because we got to see it today. Like, it looks like us. Like, it's not like a new character. It like looks like us. It's live motion capture. It's just like kind of animated. It's cool. But so pretty much I had a four-hour window because they have two actors called for – there's two female leads. It's okay. Like coming of age to teenage girls. So for the character I'm going for, there's three of us that were called for this final round. And then for the other role, there's only two that were called. So we had like 2 hours.
Did you see the other actors that were – also auditioning or – okay.
The way that he scheduled everything, it's very like weird schedule. Like, I've never done an audition process like this before. But he did it that way purposely because he didn't want it to be like a – the way he described it, he didn't want it to be like a round robin situation where we're all kind of sitting together and it's like, okay,
yes.
You're going to come up and now you're going to read with them. Like, he really wanted to carve out time for – each of the pairings to like really have space and comfort.
That's really
and
nice.
Time. Yeah, it really was. So
okay.
That's why it was so long. It was 4 hours. I was there from like, I don't know, like 9:30 to like 1:30 or 2 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was, we also did a lot of material. Yeah, this was like, it's like unheard of. Like, you don't do this often. You don't do like this much material. We did a really long, like maybe like five, I guess it's not that long, but like a 5 or 6, maybe even 7-page scene.
That's pretty long.
Yeah. That was one scene. And then we did another like 4-page scene and then another like 5-page scene. Okay. So it was a lot of material. But yeah, it was so crazy. I showed up. We had 30 minutes of makeup because the way that the motion capture pictures picks you up is different. So they, if you could see, it kind of just looks like a shadow. But like, this is all just like really dark contour, like painted under my chin.
Oh my gosh.
And I had like white
specs. That is so cool.
For highlights. Yeah, it was so crazy. I was talking to the makeup artist. I was like, did you have to like learn to do this specifically? And she was like, yeah, I've never worked in motion capture before. So that was a fun experience.
That's what they do on Avatar.
I'm an Avatar, baby. Like,
how cool. Like, that's so cool. Yeah, I think they did like the painted like specs.
Yeah, it was like very minimal. It wasn't like as intense as like those very like high tech motion captures,
but that's,
you know?
Still, that's very cool.
Yeah, it looked so good.
It's very cool.
But yeah, it was so great. We got our allotted times, and also, oh, it's all, because it's all motion capture, it's all on a green screen. So we were just in a green screen studio the whole time. We played around with different sets because you just click the button and it changes the set on the screen.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to be able to like kind of see what the process would be like, because that's where we would be filming the whole
pilot. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to tell us anything about the pilot, or is that something that we need to wait for?
I honestly don't really know, but a little backstory that I can give, because I'm not saying like the name of it or whatever. It was in the past sold to Warner Brothers as a pilot, but like something happened. Things always happen. This was years ago. Something came, like, you know, things happened. It didn't make it to air.
Yeah.
And then he tried to like get the rights back, and he went through like this whole battle trying to get the rights back. And then I'm not really sure. I don't think he was able to get the TV rights back. So he reworked it into like a novel, and then he reworked it back into a new pilot. So it's like years and years in the making, and it bodes well that it had sold to Warner Brothers once in the past.
That's what I'm saying. That's so good. Yeah. That means that it's marketable.
Yeah. And it, oh my God, it totally is. Like, I wish I could give you like just like the plot line and like an example of a scene, because it's just like so perfect, like teenage, like young adults, like shows right now. Like, it's just so good.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, that's so exciting.
I know, so.
And where would it be going to?
That, like, network? I also don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so many questions to come.
I really am going to put such good vibes out there. I hope we see you on, I don't know, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO, Warner Brothers, CW11. I'm naming every network.
Keep
but
going. Keep
any
going.
Any and all the networks, I'm putting it out there. That is so, so exciting. And to know that it's sold to Warner Brothers, so like that, I feel like to me that would kind of boost my confidence that, mm-hmm. A, I am auditioning for something that is network worthy. And not saying things that don't go to network are not worthy, but I just feel like that gives me like a sense of like also accomplishment. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I made it to a fourth round of something that caught the eye of really – huge network. Warner Brothers is so big.
Yeah,
that
totally.
Would be a like dream come true to be like on their lot. Get out.
Oh my God. I know. And just like, I was watching TikToks today of like people just like in their trailers. And
yeah.
I'm just like, I want to get in a trailer.
I want my trailer.
Get in a trailer. But yeah, I'm really excited. And it went super well. The two girls that I read with were both so good. And they were both like equally unique to the opposite character, which was really fun to just like work with two, just in general to work with another person, because I've been reading with my boyfriend for like the month and a half that I've been doing this.
And good for your boyfriend that he was able to.
My boyfriend Ben.
help you. Your shout out to boyfriend Ben. Good
honestly,
job, Ben.
He does. He reads so many lines. Do you do that with your boyfriend? No. You went no.
I will only have him help me sometimes record. Actually, I can't lie. He recorded an audition of me, but he didn't have to speak. He only had to record me. But he recorded and helped direct me for a commercial audition, and I ended up booking it.
So maybe he should be your new, like, reader. Maybe he's, like, a lucky
charm. No, but he didn't read. He didn't read, remember? Oh. He just told, like...
Is he a bad reader? No.
I just feel like maybe it's, like, a control thing or, like, a trust thing, but I feel like I would be too nitpicky, this, that. Like, I would need someone that I'm very confident in. It's a me thing.
I know. I totally get that. Yeah. The only reason why I do my readings now with Ben is, like, it happened truly out of necessity. Like, I never in a million years wanted to, like, act in front of him and, like, do all of that in front of him. I was also, like, kind of embarrassed. But now, like,
I get shy.
Yeah, like, I get so shy, like, just in front of my boyfriend that I live with, that I see every day. But yeah, like, it just happened that I was like, I have no choice. You have to be, you got to be my guy. So now he's my guy. Yeah.
And with your guy, you got to fourth rounds. Wow. Honestly, good luck. I hope you book it.
I
really
so
do.
Too.
Do they do the projected start date for filming?
He said about, like, 3 to 4 weeks.
In 3 to 4 weeks?
Yeah, roughly. Okay.
All right. So let's, you know, meditate on this. I feel like this is good for this episode. I love that I had to even give a sigh of relief. It's not even my audition. But I was like, oh, like, you have to just meditate on it.
Honestly, yeah. Like,
No, I'm serious, actually.
I feel like almost the length of the process – has helped me, like, be at peace with the process, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like sometimes auditions happen, like, so quickly that you're like, oh my God, everything sucks. What the fuck did I do? Oh my God. But, like, because this was so long and I had so much time and, like, worked so many times on this material, I feel very much like I did all I can do. I did my best. I did a great job. I feel confident. So I'm good. Like, I left that audition, like, and I feel fine. Like, I hope I get it, obviously, but, like,
Yeah.
I feel fine.
But I love, like, walking away from an audition and saying, being able to say, I made as many choices as I feel I could. And I made, I feel like I put my best foot forward and the rest is no longer in your hands. So you did your job as an actor and that's really satisfying to say that you did everything that you could. And yeah, the rest is not in your hands. So I move on to the next thing. But you hope that.
Yeah,
hope that.
I do. Yeah. I saw this video of an actor and he was saying that his acting coach gave him this advice that, like, to kind of to deal with the anxiety of going to auditions and, like, leaving the audition and still having that pent up, like, that stress that you have. His acting coach suggested physically rip the sides, like, in half and throw them away. And I was like, oh, that does sound really good, but I'm exposing myself. I am such a hoarder. I have an accordion folder, like, one of those big ones, they get big, of all of the scripts I've ever worked on, any audition, any class I've worked on, and they're all categorized. I have my, like, my single cams, my multi cams. I got my procedurals. I got my guys.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, I, watching that video, I was like, oh my God, that sounds like it's so, like, cathartic to just, like, rip it up. But I'm a hoarder, so I put it in my little box.
You know what? That at least you do it in an organized way.
That is true. I just organized them recently. Oh, yeah. just like a week ago. So this is – I had them all just folded, stacked up. I just organized them. So this is brand new me.
I don't do that. But I may have the side somewhere, but once I do it, but you know what? I'm not any better than you though. So maybe I don't necessarily like, meaning like I don't look at this just because I don't like, wait, did I say that weird?
No, I just like, I'm just not any better than you. Like, I don't know, the way you said it was very funny.
I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, what did I say? No, but like, because just because I don't do that, I still like what I used to do, and I don't do it as bad, but I still catch myself sometimes, but then I correct myself. And that's another thing. It's okay to like catch yourself falling into a habit, but then noticing mm-hmm. it and then addressing it and then trying to fix it. So that's something I'm working on. So I used to be really bad when it came to like revisiting self-tapes and auditions. And I used to watch it over and over and over again. And you're always going to find something new that you could fix if you keep doing that. So
wait, I have a question. Do you mean that you would rewatch your self-tape? Like you would submit it and mm-hmm. then you would rewatch it a mm-hmm. bunch? Oh, yep. Okay. I feel like...
Oh, you're crazy.
I said it like that because so I do the exact opposite.
Oh, yeah.
I watch really? It like crazy before I submit it. And then once I submit it, like, I'm never watching it. Like, I can't deal with it. I'm not watching it again because if I catch something, I'm going to freak out that I already submitted it. So I do the opposite thing.
So we're the same, just opposite.
We're the same, but different.
Yeah. I love that. We're always like, we're the same, but we're different.
Exactly.
But yeah, I used to do that. But now when I catch myself doing that, I don't do it now like as often, but I will catch myself like revisiting the page of Actors Ooh. Access and going back to the audition just to like check it out one more time. And I'm like, Olivia, like this isn't going to change anything. Like you did what you did. You made your choices. You submitted it. And this part is not up to you. So stop obsessing and move on. Like there's other things you can be working on than rewatching an audition that you already submitted. So I revealed a lot about myself there. There we go.
So when something like – because I find – I like what you said about it's okay to find yourself in like falling into like a bad habit. But the important thing is to be able to catch it and to like try to work on like rerouting yourself. So when you are doing that like rerouting, is mm-hmm. that how you do it? Like just how you did right now is just like self-talk. You just like say to yourself – those things?
Like in my mind, I'm like, Liv, I'm like, I literally have to say, I'm like, this isn't good. This isn't healthy. You need to move on. You already submitted the audition. It is what it is. And at this point, like this part is not up to you, which is true. And yeah, the only part that really you can control as the actor is your audition. And everything after that is not up to you. So I actually have to remind myself that because why am I doing this to myself? So it's not really benefiting me in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, so I feel like this is a great segue into like what we really wanted to cover this episode.
I was literally just about to say, we didn't even say what we're talking about yet.
Oh yeah.
I just realized, I was like, oh shit, we did a really good segue in the beginning that we didn't even know.
Right.
We fooled ourselves.
We are going to talk about the mindset of the actor, how we navigate our journey with, you know, meditation or practicing meditation, you know, how to create, we were talking about this before, but bite-sized goals that we can turn to reality, overcoming any self-doubt, just sharing some of our personal stories that you may be able to benefit from. But yeah, I mean, we were actually just talking before about, you know, Vix is like, should we meditate before the podcast? And I was like, you know what? Maybe. Because we were talking a little bit on meditation. Most recently, I could share a personal anecdote but I had a Zoom audition and I have not had a in-person audition because that's, I mean, I also consider that kind of in-person, but I should say a live. I haven't had a live. Yeah. I have not had a live audition. Vix, I can't even tell you, like, years, like, I'm not exaggerating. Everything for me has been self-tape after self-tape after self-tape, no matter what it is. And I got my first request for a live. And let me tell you, I felt good because I got coached beforehand by Cameron from Self-Tape Success, shout out. And I felt really confident, but I still had the jitters. I still had the nerves that you feel when you're about to perform. And I haven't felt those in a while because I don't feel that when I'm doing self-tapes. Mm. I guess since it's just me and another person in the room that I'm very comfortable acting in front of, I don't get like the little butterflies. I don't get the nerves. Right. I don't get those thoughts that like creep into your mind, what I call bats. Shout out to Anthony, bad actor thoughts. Like I get bats and I'm like, they need it. Yeah, I'm like, I have to get rid of these bats. So I was like, how am I going to do that? And Cameron taped a meditation himself. It's a really great meditation, I feel like, to play before you have an audition. It's really short. It's simple. It's to the point. And it really helped me speak kindly to myself. And instead of thinking of what could go wrong, I was tricking myself essentially into thinking what can go right and thinking, seeing the performance happen before I perform, breathing exercises to help channel those nerves. And again, I just really, meditation is a lot of just training your mind to speak a different way to yourself and how you perceive the world. That's essentially what it, how I interpret meditation and a lot of the meditation I do is it's changing how I speak to myself and how I perceive things that happen in my life and so on and so forth. So yeah, so that's something I implemented, which I haven't had to do before an audition in a while. So that's something that I most recently did with meditation. And I found it to be really helpful. And I was proud of myself. And I felt really good after the audition because I spoke kindly to myself. And because I did so, I relied on the work and I knew I had it in me. I knew I did what I needed to do. I knew I made choices and I trusted them. And because I did that, I felt good afterwards. So
I love that. I feel like self-talk is so, it can really morph you and change you. And I've totally noticed that as well. Like I have extremely bad self-talk. And I think it's kind of just like in the age that we grew up, we were all just like, oh my God, I want to like, die, or like, you know, like we would growing up, like that was just like how we would joke around, a very like self-deprecating humor, you know? And like growing up into an adult, and like when the slightest bad thing happens and I like just scream, I want to unalive myself, you know?
Yes.
It seems like nothing, but, and you know, like, and it could be whatever you want, but what made me realize it was my boyfriend that I now live with. I realized like how much I would say that just like throughout the day. And he would just be like, you need to stop saying that. So like, I don't want to hear you say that. Stop saying that. Yeah. And like, it made me really aware of like how much I said it. And also just like in general, like having been learning about bettering my self-talk.
Yes.
But it is helpful. Like, you know, like it sounds like maybe like hooey wooey or whatever. But like, I do realize like, even if I just say like something fun, like my Instagram bio right now for months, it's just,
oh my God, I love it.
It's just, I'm hilarious and beautiful.
So good.
And like, it's just something
as you should.
Yeah. I said it one day. I was just like being funny and cause I felt like shit. And I looked at my boyfriend and I said, I'm hilarious and beautiful. And he was like, you are, that should be your Instagram bio. And I said, it's gonna be.
It will be.
You know? So like, even if it's something, like starts as something stupid and it just makes you laugh, like that's good. Laughing is better than like exclaiming that you want to unalive yourself.
Yeah. Or that like, I suck or whatever your conversation is. And yeah, I've been implementing that in like all like areas of my life, at least trying to. So my day job, what we do is we meditate for 5 to 15 minutes every morning before we start work. And it really makes world of a difference. And I don't do it every day, but I try to at least make a session a week at least. And then I lead our Friday meditations every other month. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that. I didn't know.
Yeah. So we use, and I'm actually going to suggest an app. It's called Fiton. So Fiton. And it's available on the Apple app. I don't know about other platforms, but whatever. So yeah, it's on the Apple app. You can download it. It's free. It's pretty awesome. And they have so many meditations on there for free. And I use them a lot to, yeah, I use them. Those are the ones that, like, those are my go-tos. And they have one for, like, different categories depending on, like, whatever you're looking for. So this month, which I think is so appropriate for this episode. So for this month, we're talking about self-love. So that's how I start my workday. I start my workday meditating and, you know, saying these affirmations out loud and just loving myself in the morning and showing myself a little bit of extra love and care. And I think that's so important. Again, just goes back to how are you speaking to yourself, because I do feel like that affects on how you conduct yourself throughout the day and throughout the week. And just, yeah, how do you approach – it does help you approach certain situations very differently than you would with a very, like, negative mindset.
I love that you lead one of the classes. That's so sweet.
Yeah, every
wish
other
I
month.
Could go.
I know. I should just pop in one day. Next week. Does Bix work here? Don't worry about it, okay?
Yeah. They just let me right in.
Yeah. That is something that I am working on.
Oh, yeah.
And I am nowhere near perfect, but that's okay. But that's something that I am working on lately.
Yeah, I've never been a good not that there's, like, a good meditator.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's just never – I don't even want to say, like, worked for me, because, like, what does that mean? But, yeah, I've just, like, always struggled with it. You know, like, even through my – I did my yoga teacher training. I still to this day teach kids yoga. So it's funny because,
like, fellow yogi over here.
The reason I feel like it kind of mirrors in the way that I teach meditation to kids, because it's so difficult for me. Like, when I did my teacher training, we started every day. It was like, I think it was like 40 consecutive days or something. We had weekends off, but it was something like that. And every morning it would be like an 8-hour day or something. But every morning we would start with a meditation, and then we would, I think, end with a meditation. And there were times that I had like some positive experiences where I'd be like, well, like, I really felt like I actually succumbed to the meditation. But for the most part, it was a lot of mind fluttering and like worrying about shit and like, am I meditating? I'm not meditating hard enough, and like all of that. So I feel like the way that I teach meditation to my kids is so different, because you're not going to get a kid to sit down for 30 minutes and close their eyes and visualize shit in their head. So making it more like into a game or an activity, and having like these kind of like our bite-sized goals, we would have bite-sized moments of meditation. And I feel like I kind of tricked myself into kind of bettering my meditation by that. So like, for example, like one of the things is going from like an extreme to then the sensation of your mind calming. So there's like a couple of ways I do this with the kids, but one of them is a song, and like the song is about like a monkey, and like progressively the monkey gets crazier, and like first he's just like sitting on a tree, and then the next one he's like drinking coconut juice, and then the next one he's dancing, and like, so it's getting progressively crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
And then within moments of the song, we'll be at like the height, and then it'll say, but then he sat down and meditated, and like the music slows, and there are these like breathing cues. But like going from an extreme to such a opposite extreme kind of triggered, like, the brain then memorizes that sensation, I feel. So that's why it's easier for the kids to grasp, because it's not like, we're gonna sit and we're gonna relax. Like, do you feel relaxed? It's more, they now have something to like juxtapose.
Yes.
And compare. So yeah, so it's just like a little thing that like I feel like I have to meditate like a kid in like these bite-sized bits, because it's kind of like, it's difficult for me.
Well, meditation, I also have, like, ADHD. But meditation is a practice too.
Exactly.
So for a lot of people, it takes years to quote unquote master it.
Yeah.
So, and I like that you talked about bite size, because I also want to make something clear. Like, if you notice, I say our meditations in the morning are 5 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll just have 5-minute meditations, and like, that's okay. You still meditated.
Yeah,
and eventually
do deep breathing for 30 seconds.
And that's still great. You gave your mind a break for that period of time. And I think that's so important. So I think and I think this is a good segue kind of into our talking about goals, but making them bite-sized and like kind of being
manageable and attainable. Yes. Yeah.
So recently, and I'll say maybe like about a month ago, I'd say that's pretty recent, but I was working with Cameron. Again, shout out to Cameron. Sorry. He's my guy. You might hear him a few times, but Cameron, he's from Self-Tape Success. He's actually located in New York, but he's one of my go-to acting coaches, and he has helped me actually book a lot of stuff. So shout out to him.
Yeah.
And he's helped me book a lot of stuff. He actually helped me get my most recent manager that I'm signed with now. So he has really helped me progress in my career. And recently we created a list, and it's a list of goals first and then a list of things to do. So goals that are attainable, like we were just talking about before. And they're not like insane goals, right? They're pretty reasonable. And then the other one is just things to do. So one of my goals was to get a manager. And
done.
I'll do that. Check. But, you know, and there's a – oh, my God, did I? Oh, crazy. I just realized I completed –
Another one.
A live check. I want to be a strong female lead in a adventurous, gritty, and a well-told story.
Well, there you go.
That's the feature film I'm in. I'm definitely a strong female lead. It's a well-told story. It's adventure. Love that for me. So check. But anyways, this is not about my goals and what I accomplished. This is not what this episode is about. Sorry.
Liv's accomplishment corner. Right.
This is actually, we're just talking about things I've accomplished. Yay. No.
No, but congratulations. You got two checks off.
Thanks. My advice for goals would be create goals that you think you can complete in a year.
Yeah.
Or like even in a month, or like goals that.
Yeah, you can like chunk it. Like that's a term people use to like chunking stuff out. Like you could chunk it out and you could have like, this is what I want to complete in 6 weeks. This is what I want to complete in a year. This is what I want to complete like by the end of the week. So yeah, so you have wiggle room, and you can also like, that can help you prioritize, because you can be like, okay, so these are my guys that I need to complete by the end of this week. So let me figure out how I can get that done, and then helps you move things up and like schedule. I can't do this. I'm very bad at this, but I could talk about it and I could like talk about how you should do it.
But
I am trying to implement it.
I was going
to
say, but it's also something you'll work on. Like, and that's not something that necessarily always happens overnight. So my advice to you would be to write it out. I think seeing things written out is helpful. Even maybe, let's say you're more of a – because I wrote it out, but then I've also done this before. I've done a vision board where I've cut out pictures.
Yeah, I was just going to say, vision boards.
So if you're more of a vision – yeah, like that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be so, okay, next thing. You don't have to necessarily write out your goals, but if you're like
put it as like your phone background or like your laptop background or something. Put like pictures up on your refrigerator. Like simple things like that, I think, are
– what Bic said.
Yeah, they're like secretly helpful.
And that's a way to be like, okay, this is what I want. And it's a nice friendly reminder so that you don't forget.
And what I love about that list too is like anybody can make a list of goals. Anybody can make a list of attainable goals. But what sets you apart from people that are going to achieve their goals and people who aren't necessarily going to achieve their goals? I sound like a motivational speaker and I don't like it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I am not a toxic positive person, but is the thing that sets you apart is like making choices on what to do. So I like that list includes, now here's the secondary part. What can I do to achieve those goals? And keep those bite-sized too, because I am crazy. Yes. I'll like have this big thing and I'll be like, make a short film, bitch.
In a month.
Yeah, right? Something small.
Like, I mean, I guess you could, but that would be
get a camera, write a page, you know, like make things so small. You could go as tiny as you want.
as teeny tiny as you want. And then what you do, though, also, let's say you go, an example, I want to book a guest star or reoccurring. Okay.
Cool.
What you do is create little tasks for yourself that are what we just, that you can maybe complete in a day, yep. in a week, in a month, whatever that is to you. But then you, when you have this list of, and then that's the other list I was going to get to, things to do. That could also be bite-sized. So just I'm just using my list as an example. I'm not saying you have to do this, but for example, slate shots, making sure your actor's access is up to date, mm-hmm. which we put on our Instagram.
I have a little bit of intel. I can't remember who I heard this from. I've been doing a lot of like casting director like workshops where you just like go in, do a read, maybe a redirect.
Spill the tea.
But I heard from casting director, and I know all casting directors have their own personal opinion. Agents have personal opinion. Everything is different. There's no right.
Everyone has
wrong.
An opinion.
Exactly. So there is a rhyme or reason. Whatever. This casting director, I can't remember who it was, but she said that she doesn't care about slate shots, and she only cares about slate shots if it's kids. Because with a kid, you kind of, oh my God, it was this, oh, it was that woman actually on TikTok. I believe her name is like Alexis Winter. I want to shout her out. I'll double check that that's right. But pretty much she said like when you hire a kid, you're going to just get who the kid is. You know, they're not really going to change their personality too much as an actor. So you'll look at the slate shot to see their personality a little bit. But she doesn't look at adult slate shots at all.
So I feel like that was just a terrible example on my part because Bix is not wrong. And I guess I just – that's what I had down. So I want to add on.
I just paid a bunch of money for slate shots. So
– wait. So I went to
Cameron. Still haven't gotten them.
I went to Cameron and I got my slate shots done. That's a story in itself. Soul that's subject. Up to you if you'd like to share. Oh, if you don't want to share. You're like But I got slate shots done basically and – by Cameron, shout out. He does slate shots too. He's fabulous.
He does it well.
He really does. And we both thought like it would be good for me to have them on my actor's access, even though I have a reel. But then I sent them to my manager and her advice to me was she was like, I personally don't feel like you need to be using these because you already have a reel.
Oh,
she was like, if you didn't have a reel, I might recommend to at least have some slate shots. So, and I think that goes to your point, Bix, so they just could get a sense of your personality because they have nothing else to refer to
right
at that moment where they wouldn't have to go look for it. So anyways, her advice to me was don't use the slate shots right now. You have a reel and I don't think it's going to really like help necessarily.
That's
so
very interesting.
Because
there
so
was a time
I just,
when like slate
I just
shots-
told everyone I was like do slate shots and then just also in the same sentence went don't do slate shots. So
you were just using an example.
Yeah, I was just going down my list without really thinking really into it. But yeah, just doing like
bite-sized.
But also
like you never know. Like
things.
Some – you might have an agent who is like, I like slate shots. I want.
Yeah, so just maybe having them, just like having them just in case someone does want them, like just having them
yeah,
in your back
or,
pocket.
Like, ask if you have representation. You can ask.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, what's the deal? But yeah, I love what you're saying about like making things just even smaller, even – tinier. So it because that also helps your mindset because achieving things feels good. So when I make a to-do list and I bite-size my to-do list and instead of saying like clean my room, I'll say like make the bed, clean off bedside table, like do this. So then I could check them and I'm feeling good because I'm like check. Check.
And then you just create – and then you just completed the bigger picture.
Exactly.
But by making it into smaller steps. And that's actually all I was trying to say this whole time, but you just said it very quick. Like,
yeah,
that's
and it feels good because then you're in a positive mood. You're like, look at all
yes.
these things I accomplished. So a lot of this is just – we're talking about tricking yourself. We're telling
that's it.
You
tricking
to brainwash the mind. Your fucking self.
But that's what you have to do sometimes to complete
yeah.
things. I think it's just like – you know when they say fake it till you make it?
Fake it till you make it, baby.
That's a
try
popular slogan for a reason. I think as – but it's true. I think it
is
popular for a reason. As long as you can trick yourself, you'll trick others, and then there you go. You made it.
Yeah.
And
you heard it here
yeah,
first.
You heard it here first. And yeah, I really feel like by completing these tasks, small or large, they make you feel capable. I can do this.
Yes.
These goals are attainable. If I take these small steps, it'll lead to this bigger picture. And that in return, I think also helps with like the self-doubt. Like, can I do this? Mm-hmm. Will I be able to do this? It's all connected. I think even the meditation to writing things down.
Because you're proving it to yourself.
To completing tasks. Exactly.
The steps, every step you're taking is just proving more and more that like you could.
I can.
You can do that. Yeah, exactly. Like I – like the thing that you say like with kids that I always said with kids, like you could do hard things. You always tell the kid, okay, like you could do hard things. It's okay. Like,
oh, I
they're like
that.
Oh, help me put my shoes on. It's like you could do it. And they're like, no, it's too hard. It's like you could do hard things. And they're like, oh, fucking cool, I can.
That's right.
Yeah, so you're showing that to yourself by also just like making commitments to yourself. And I'm saying all of this as somebody who like is so far from perfect and so far from being like, you know, as committed and disciplined and confident and kind. You know, like there's so many things like I'm still actively working on. But I do know the value. Like, I can understand the value of,
yes,
like, truly committing to yourself and how good that must in turn feel for you.
No, I
don't know what's going on, Olivia. I'm going to cry.
No, no.
I feel like...
You're like, what's happening?
I just feel like I'm on, like, a Christian TED Talk and I'm scared.
No, I love what you're saying.
I feel like...
No, really, it's so positive. And I hope that whoever's listening can really benefit from this. I think that it's helpful. Like, I don't think there's any harm in saying, you know, talk kindly to yourself. I don't think there's any harm in saying set goals for yourself. And hopefully that can help you overcome your doubt. And sometimes that doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned very early on in this podcast, how sometimes I'll catch my old habits coming in and looking at self-tapes and replaying them and picking at myself, but then I check myself and I stop myself. And I do think that's a sign of growth, that because before I wouldn't check myself and I would just – I don't even know how long I would do it for. But now I would – now I see when I'm doing it and I catch myself in the action. I'm like, oh, no, no, no. Like, not good, Liv, not good. Let's direct that energy or direct your attention to something else. So that could be more constructive, because that's not a constructive habit. If anything, it's probably a little bit more destructive.
Definitely.
In the long run. And many actors, many well-known actors, I don't know names, but I feel like I've heard them talk about the skill of letting go of the audition and moving on to the next one. So it's very common amongst actors to kind of hold on to that last audition and learning to let go. And that's a whole other skill with acting, is the letting go part. And that's something that I think we all work on every day. So.
Yeah. And I feel like what can be even more like debilitating, if you will, is if people in your vicinity, like your people, your friends, your like community of people, if they don't really like understand, because that's another thing about like the mindset of an actor, it's very lonely. So it can get really like sad and it can feel like you don't have any, like, you know, you have when I was a teacher, you have a bad day, like the kids are annoying. You talk shit with the other teachers, like the boss is like saying something, you like,
you know,
you have like this crew to fall back on and like talk it out. And in this industry, most of the time, a majority of the time, you don't have that. So I feel like either creating, like bringing people into your environment that understand that, or like having some type of feeling that the people that are in your life do understand that, and like try to fight that like solitary feeling by like actively like inviting them in. Like I, like for example, like my boyfriend the other day recently, he was just like, I had no idea what actors did. He was like, I can't, like, you know, like how much I'm constantly filming, how much like lines, like I material I have to memorize, mm-hmm. I have to drive, I have to like all of these things that we have to do. And then dealing with the emotions of it, like he sees how emotional all of this makes me, whether it's like not getting a part I wanted, or if it's just like I'm overwhelmed and I'm like overstimulated from like setting mm-hmm. things up and the leaf blower is going off and the dog's barking outside and I just freak out. It's emotionally taxing.
Yes.
So making sure that people in your life understand your job and like what your life looks like, yes. is going to be very beneficial to you, and it'll help you feel a lot less alone.
And creating, I want to add on to that, Bix. I think that's so important, creating community within that. So yes, having people supportive in your life and creating a community within the acting industry. So, and I feel like that'll go into later on. We do plan on talking about in further episodes, like how to network and really going into depth mm-hmm. with that. But I think networking, not just what can I gain from this person, but networking and creating a community to feel less alone feel and where good. You can yeah. support each other.
Mm-hmm. And also, what's something really important that we're also going to have a whole episode about, but just like winding down now, is having things outside of your acting that could still help like fuel your creativity or just be something good for you.
Yes.
And that's something that's like really important to us. So we're going to do a whole episode about that. So yeah. we'll talk more, you know, about stuff that we do, hobbies that we have.
Yes. And things that yeah. we do offset and things
yeah.
that. And I, yeah, we do plan on like how you can stay creative, but also I love that.
Because it's also benefit. If we're going to really do a full circle, it's also beneficial to your acting career to have outside hobbies as
yeah.
well.
Like and things that just circle. Make you happy and fill your cup.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. But I really feel like we covered everything that we wanted to in this episode. What do you think, Bix?
I agree. I feel like this was such a fun episode.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to be like laughing so much.
I know, me too.
In this one, but we were. We had a
good
time.
We kept it light. We kept it fun. And hopefully you guys were able to take something away from this that you feel like you can implement. And please feel free to like reach out to us. You can reach us at our Instagram at ITM with Livin' Bix, and we have a link tree. And then you can also check out our TikTok at Livin' Bix. And feel free to rate us, review us, leave us a comment.
If you leave us a review, a 5-star review with a little message, we'll shout you out and we'll read it because we love you. And
we appreciate you.
We appreciate you. And so, also send us an email at livinbix@gmail.com if you have anything to say, if you have like a story that you want to share. I think I mentioned this in an episode before of like
yeah.
listener stories. So if we can like pile up a
incorporate
few of those
that, yeah.
and then we could start incorporating that, that would be so fun. So at like, yeah, any story that you have. And yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. And I love you.
All right. Well, we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right. Bye. Bye. Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by @hyperjuice on Instagram.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Livin' Bix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review.
Bye. Bye.